time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Gossip, celebrity
gossip, Hollywood
gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So Will Smith was asked if he had any parenting tips for his friends Justin and Hailey Bieber, who just announced that they're expecting, and Will laughed and candidly said, sure, there's some good advice out there.
I have three kids. There's really nothing anybody can tell you.
Not anymore.
We are all winging it. The best advice I ever got is that they're not your kid. Them kids belong to God, and you're a shepherd, and you're just trying to help them become what they already are, not trying to force what you want them to be on them.
That sounds like some solid advice we can all take. Lionel Richie is a dad and is a little wary about Paris Hilton and his daughter, Nicole Richie, doing another reality TV show together.
Those two scare me just standing next to each other.
Still.
And by the way, I don't know whether the world knows this. They started this mess.
Yes.
And I was the first guinea pig daddy to go along with this, because when they first started doing things like driving down the freeway backwards, and I kept saying, what are you guys doing? She said, it's reality television, Dad. And now these two are back together again. Oh, my God. World, hang on to your seat.
So Paris and Nicole were on The Simple Life together from 2003 to 2007, and it'll be on Peacock soon. Speaking of reality TV, Katy Perry is leaving American Idol. Or is she? She's been on the show for 7 years. Season 22's finale aired on Sunday, which meant that was Katy's last episode, although she joked around and said, keep her seat warm. Elder millennials, get ready to feel old. Eminem's daughter just got married, and Dr. Dre and 50 Cent were there. And it was a traditional wedding, with Em and Haley even sharing a father-daughter dance. Do you think he wore a hat? If it weren't for Ryan Reynolds' kids and John Krasinski's kids being BFFs, it sounds like If would have been totally different.
My kids are obsessed with his kids. They're all friends and they hang out. But yeah, no, John, I remember him pitching this to me in my kitchen.
Really?
And my response was first like, are you sure you want me? Because like most of my movies, I'm, you know, stabbing people in the face and swearing. Then he said yes. And my answer was really just like getting tears in my eyes. It was such a beautiful story.
Oh, that's so sweet. The cast of Atlas got together to promote their new movie. J-Lo plays a counterterrorism analyst with a deep distrust of AI. So when she was asked how she'd use AI in her real life, she got pretty candid.
Can you do my junket for me? I'm ChatGPT.
Oh, my God.
Would you answer my questions?
Would you answer my questions as me 400 times?
Exercise might be a good one.
Yeah, I don't want to do it either. Atlas will be on Netflix May 24th. And speaking of J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they were photographed smiling for the paparazzi on Sunday. Ben also flashed his phone to show that she is saved as Jennifer Affleck. Graceland is at risk of facing foreclosure. Elvis's granddaughter and heir, Riley Keough, is fighting the sale with a temporary restraining order. A legal notice says Lisa Marie Presley signed a deed of trust in 2018, securing a loan of almost $4 million using Graceland as collateral. And Riley says the signatures on the deed are fake. Over the weekend, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder criticized Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker's controversial commencement speech during a concert at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas.
There's nothing more masculine than a strong man supporting a strong woman. Take that.
Yeah, that's all I could air because he was cussing too much. And a dirt alert. Demi Moore does full frontal nudity for the first time ever in the upcoming horror movie The Substance. She's 61 years old, and she called it, quote, a very vulnerable experience. She is played as a younger version by actress Margaret Qualley.
I think we both knew the level of vulnerability that was there, and I think in those particular moments, I think we got through it, but also we had a lot of laughing in those moments, and we really did look out for each other.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of laughing if I were doing that. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.